Mark's earthiness gives us a hedge of faith, a hedge against faith and worship that are too ethereal, otherworldly, and abstract. This is the reminder that this Jesus who we worship and adore, this Jesus was a real person who from birth to baptism and beyond experienced the fullness of human life and ultimately death. Hunger and headaches, sore muscles, laughter and heartache. He learned to walk and talk and read and write. He learned to fall and get back up. He learned to try. Eating and cleaning and bathing, he was human. Jesus went to the River Jordan with all the other sinners. He went in solidarity with us. He went because he is God with us. Paul tells us that we have all sinned and fallen short of the glory of God, and I always define sin as that failure to compel ourselves to follow those greatest commandments, to love God and love our neighbor. Sin is just not loving God and not loving our neighbor, and we all fail to do that at some time or another. John gave an invitation to a baptism for the forgiveness of sins to acknowledge what is true about all of us, that our sin has separated us from God, and we need a fresh start. While Jesus didn't need to repent and be baptized, he showed us the way to be reconciled to God, to be initiated into God's family. The initiation and adoption that happens in baptism happens just one time. But whether it be when we are sinless babies or repentant adults, we will need to turn back to God many times in our lives. Sometimes, many times in one day. When Jesus is baptized, he is not baptized for his own forgiveness, but instead cleanses all of us. And so God condescends. God comes down to be with us and reveals Jesus to be the Son of God. This is the inauguration of his ministry, the inauguration of the Messiah, the inauguration of God's Son. When we are baptized, we receive the gift of God's grace, cleansing us and claiming us. When we are baptized into Christ. There was an article by Pastor Jason Wellman, which made the rounds in Methodist circles. Jason said, "When I remember my days from my evangelical tradition, something was wrong with me. From my birth, I was born into sin and God disliked me up until this moment when I accepted Jesus into my heart and was baptized. That message would stick with me throughout my teen years and early young adult years. I was vile, depraved, and I was, as Jonathan Edwards put it, a sinner in the hands of an angry God." He thought this until he took a job at a Methodist church. The mindset implies that God disliked us from our birth. But that is in direct contradiction with the idea that God created human beings to be good and to be in relationship with God. God has never disliked us. God is delighted by everything you are. God came to be with us. Would a God who disliked us have done a thing like that? We learn through infant baptism, according to Wellman, that long before you can do anything or become anyone, before anyone likes your social media posts, before school grades and accolades are even a thought, before SAT scores and scholarship applications, you are wildly loved by God for simply being born. Before you even know who you are or who you think you will become, God is already wooing you to God's self. without any meritorious measure on your end. In Luke's gospel, Jesus is baptized and then tested in the wilderness, but then his first official act in ministry takes place in the synagogue on the Sabbath. Jesus stood up to read, and the scroll of Isaiah was handed to him. And unrolling it, he found the place where it was written, "The Spirit of the Lord is upon me, because he has anointed me to proclaim good news to the poor. He has sent me to proclaim freedom for the prisoners and recovery of sight to the blind, and to set the oppressed free, and to proclaim the year of the Lord's favor." And then he rolled up the scroll and gave it back to the attendant and sat down. And the eyes of everyone in the synagogue were fastened on him, and he told them, "Today this scripture is fulfilled in your hearing." It is this same Spirit of the Lord that we receive in our baptism. In our baptism, God says, "This is my beloved child. With you I am well pleased." In our baptism, we begin our ministry. We begin following in the footsteps of Jesus. That is what it means to be a part of the priesthood of all believers. This is what it means to be baptized into the family of God. God's Spirit came down from heaven in the form of a dove and declared Jesus his beloved Son. When we are baptized, we become siblings with Christ. And God declares us his beloved. God anoints us with the power of the Holy Spirit. God pours out God's Spirit on our flesh that we might prophesy, that we might speak to the power of God in us and in the world. This is our mission as the body of Christ, not just here at our church, not just in the United Methodist Church, but in the whole church, in all of the world. To bring God's kingdom on earth as it is in heaven. The world frequently asks, where is God? Does God even care about what is going on? And what brings us hope is knowing that God is with us and that God cares about every single person, regardless of national boundaries, regardless of religious confessions, regardless of gender or race or sexual preference. In every age and throughout every time, no matter what catastrophes were or are occurring in the world, and especially where catastrophes are occurring in the world, God is with us. And people are being baptized, and God's Spirit has never stopped falling. God is not only with us, but God never gives up on us. God is working in us and through us to make all things new. As we were immersed in his death and resurrection, we became a part of God's new creation, that we might become like Jesus, that in the waters of baptism, his nature becomes our nature, so that we are equipped to bring good news to the poor, proclaim release to the captives, and recovery of sight to the blind, and proclaim the year of the Lord's favor. In Acts 19, Paul approaches some Christians and asks them if they've received the Holy Spirit when they believed. And they said they didn't know the Holy Spirit. Do we know the Holy Spirit? Do we know that we were baptized for more than just the forgiveness of our sins? Baptism is not the assurance of salvation. Baptism is not an item on a checklist for the get out of hell free card. Baptism is not a transaction. Baptism is not even our choice. Baptism is a free gift that tells us we belong to God. Baptism is all about what God has done and will do and is doing in our lives. Baptism is what unites us with Jesus and with each other as the body of Christ. We were baptized to be united with God, allowing the Holy Spirit to guide us as we welcome sinners and feed the hungry and comfort the afflicted and sacrifice ourselves for justice. As we begin this new year, let us remember our baptism and be thankful for God's unending grace and love. Let us be refreshed by the waters of renewal as we continue our ministry together. At this time, we're going to move into a remembering of our baptism, and you can stay seated right where you are. But hear this water pour onto the rocks, into the bowl. Brothers and sisters in Christ, children of God, through the sacrament of baptism, we are initiated into Christ's holy church. We are incorporated into God's ministry of acts of salvation and given new birth through water and the Spirit. All this is God's gift offered to us without price. Through the reaffirmation of our faith, we renew the covenant of our baptism, acknowledge what God is doing for us, and affirm our commitment to Christ's holy church. On behalf of the whole church, I ask you, do you renounce the spiritual forces of wickedness, reject the evil powers of this world, and repent of your sin? If so, say, I do. Do you accept the freedom and power God gives you to resist evil, injustice, and oppression in whatever forms they present themselves? If so, say, I do. Do you confess Jesus Christ as your Savior, put your whole trust in his grace, and promise to serve him as your Lord in union with the church, which Christ has opened to all people of all nations and all ages and all races? If so, say, I do. According to the grace given to you, will you remain faithful members of Christ's holy church and serve as Christ's representatives in the world? If so, say, I will. The Lord be with you. Let us pray. Almighty God, eternal Creator, when nothing existed but chaos, you swept across the dark waters and brought forth light. In the days of Noah, you saved those on the ark through the water. After the flood, you set in the clouds a rainbow. When you saw your people as slaves in Egypt, you led them to freedom through the sea. Their children you brought through the Jordan to the land which you promised. In the fullness of time, you sent Jesus, nurtured in the water of the womb. He was baptized by John, and anointed by your Spirit, he called his disciples to share in the baptism of his death and resurrection, and to make disciples of all nations. Pour out your Holy Spirit, and by this gift of water, call to our remembrance the grace declared to us in our baptism. For you have washed away our sin, and you clothe us in righteousness throughout our lives, that dying and rising with Christ, we may share in his final victory. All praise to you, eternal God, through your Son, Jesus Christ, with you and the Holy Spirit, who lives and reigns forever.